So Matt, we're here in Jubilee Square in Woking for the Beacon. It's a great atmosphere, isn't it?
It really is. I've not seen this many people in the square for quite a while. There's some lovely grass as well.
Yeah, I know. Love it. Really good. Yeah, really nice. And it's stayed dry as well.
And we're currently listening to a piper from Gordon's School.
Let's have a listen. The beacon is lit. What do we think?
I'm actually really surprised. I didn't know quite what to expect, and it's really good.
Really good. Really special moment.
Yeah.
Matt, we're having a sing-song in the square.
We are. What a way to end your day.
Absolutely.
Three big songs. We don't know exactly what all three are just yet. But kicking off with the Beatles, Here Comes the Sun.
Which I think is what the lyrics on the screen. I think it sort of says it all, really. It's really fitting.
I'm purposely not looking at the lyrics because I don't want my singing to be on air.
You're not singing, Matt.
I'm not meant to sing, John.
Me neither.
So this next one's a lot of fun. It's a female song, but I look like a female, so I'm going to sing it. Why not? Maestro, please. Come on, join in.
Well, we've got ABBA now, Matt. We're going to sing to this.
I actually know all the words to this, but I am...
You've turned around.
I'm going to leave it to Jubilee Square, because I think the public needs to sing more than I do. Amazing. We've had a great night tonight, whether it's been the live performances on the stage or all the atmosphere in the crowd. Don't just take it from us. We actually spoke to some people in the crowd.
It's lovely to see so many people back in Woking together and celebrating such a great thing. Everyone has such diverse views, you know, on politics and stuff, but things like this, it's nice to bring everyone back together. It's just a lovely evening, brilliant weather for the British people.
Absolutely. What are your plans for the Jubilee weekend then? Have you got anything exciting lined up?
I'm going to a music festival tomorrow, which will be nice to finally see them back together. And then I'm actually going on holiday, which wasn't planned for the Jubilee weekend. But
there you go. A holiday to recover from the celebrations, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Well, have a lovely one, yeah?
Something special. It's a thing that makes people come together, celebrate together for our Queen. And at the least, it makes us happy. Something very important, and peace, guys.
Yeah, we need to be happy. What are you doing for the Jubilee? What are your plans?
We are just coming around, checking what the... what the mayor did, and everything is fantastic.
Well, I really like it that we're celebrating the Queen, because she's done a lot for our country, and I think she's just a great person. We did a street party where my granny lives today, and I dressed up as the Queen.
Oh, you dressed up as the Queen? Oh, that's amazing. That is really cool. So have you got any plans for Jubilee weekend?
We're going to Shinefest, which is also celebrating the Jubilee.
Oh, excellent. Sounds like you have a lovely time. Have a lovely Jubilee.
You too, bye.
It's an historic moment. We're excited to be part of something that hasn't ever happened before. And it's a real achievement, we feel, that the Queen has kind of held things together for so long.
Amazing. 70 years.
That's 70 amazing. Years. And she's 96 yes. now.
And what are your plans for the Jubilee weekend then? What do you got?
Well, we're hoping to go to a festival on the Sunday afternoon in West End.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to... We didn't have the plan to go to a street party, but we are now going to see if we can find one.
Going to go find one to turn up. I love that. Have a good Jubilee.
Thank you.
It's been a really good evening so far. It's good to hear some local talent on the bagpipes and the singing. Yeah, it's been really good. Really enjoyable.
And what are your plans for Jubilee weekend?
We're going to a garden party on Sunday in the afternoon for the neighbours, which will be quite fun. And also just general family sort of stuff.
And what's your thoughts on the Jubilee and the Queen being on the throne for the 70 years?
Oh, it's an amazing achievement. 70 years. It's the longest running monarch ever, isn't it? So it speaks for itself, really.
And I think a chance for us to come together as well as a nation and celebrate.
That's it. It's not often the nation comes together. So on these occasions, it's good. And I think St. United Kingdom does brilliantly, doesn't it? State occasions.